Although only 60 centimeters or 23.5 inches high, this bronze statuette is considered one of the finest examples of Egyptian sculpture. It represents Princess Karomama, whose name is engraved on the clasp of her necklace. The young woman is wearing a long and close-fitting tunic whose tiny folds outline a sinuous body. The liveliness of the modeling is enhanced by the insertion of gold leaf in the grooves of the drapery, a technique known as damascening. A wide pectoral hangs from her neck. A fringe of natural hair peeps out from under her wig. She is represented in the customary solemn pose, with her arms held close to her body. The holes in her hands must have held objects that have now vanished, offerings that the princess was bringing to the god Amon. In fact, Karomama held the position of divine worshipper of Amon, bride of the sun god and administrator of the great temple of Karnak. During the 22nd dynasty, this role was reserved for daughters of the pharaohs. The inscription on the base tells us that the statuette was dedicated to an official of the temple.